poorly, you knew we were. You know we weren't going to hold out on you now.
No, we didn't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sexy to say. The very bright side lights. It's really hurting the mood, baby. I'm trying to connect with you one-on-one, you see?
I like it with the lights on.
There we go. Now I can concentrate on the strange man playing six strings. So much better. And a tiger in the woods, or what they call palms. Up in the Northwest, we call that woods. Are you guys ready for a waltz? You look like waltz people.
Down for the ball.
Keith Curtis. Wasn't it you?
Okay. It's consensual.
Sorry, that was an internal dialogue. Completely unrelated to tonight's proceeding.
Still consensual.
All right. I don't know what we're giving you, but we're giving you everything we have.
Prove it.
And we're leaving the evidence deeply embedded in these suits.
Shotgun.
Which soon might be, as Stanton said, for sale.
Shotgun.
So if you're a collector of aromas and a pheromone scientist or amateur collector of various microbes.
I collect mold spores and funguses.
There you go. Paul Stamets is my daddy. I'm bad. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
number one hit. That was a number one hit. My, how things have changed. The inevitable force upon us constantly.
What the hell are you talking about?
If you take that piece of wood out of your hands and use your goddamn ears, you'll hear what I'm trying to tell you!
Thank you.
listen to Charlie. We'll take a big deep breath. We're going to use our inside voice to listen. Thanks, Mom. I love you. She's my biggest fan.
Thank you. Thank you.
have more double time hi-hat shit. It would be a really great app. I don't understand what the problem is, motherfucker.
I'll talk to our developers about that. You know, a lot of people go to school for many years to be able to compose something like Scarrett just did with that little box that he bought for $50 down the street.
School sucks!
It's a damn shame.
Come on, Charlie, my birthday's coming up later next month. You gotta sing a song, man. Come on, sing me a song. Come on, baby. You can't move to North Carolina and retire yet.
What song?
Get to work.
I don't know any lyrics.
Come on, one song for Portland.
For Portland. It's gonna be rough. For me. I don't even know how to operate a microphone stand.
Sing it for Revival Drum Shop. Sing it for Bubba's Restaurant.
Yeah, our people.
Sing it for all the killer shit. All
right, for those people.
For Bonnie Smith.
Yes. For you, no.
Thank you.
normally.
Thank you. Don't need to be embarrassed.
Come on now, give it up. He did it for you.
Ago, before at least half of you were born, and we used to think we were the shit because we could play our Joe Pass licks and our West Montgomery licks and all that, and we started to realize, like, God, no one stops for that. No one's going to give us money, so all of a sudden, and I got in a variety of different groups because they were all ad hoc. We just put it together. You meet someone at the Mazé in Paris, like 1987, 1988, and you put a little band together. And you would pretend like, oh no, I'm not a singer. They're like, bitch, all of us are singers. None of us want to sing. If you don't sing, nobody's going to stop. So you have to sing. And there was a premium. We started to realize, like, okay, wait a minute. If one person sings, we make X amount of French francs, and we can get, like, a baguette with cheese. If two of us sing and there's harmony, we make twice that. And all of a sudden, there's meat is in the equation. You know? Now, if four of us sing harmony, and we have synchronized dance steps, so we can sit down at a place where food comes out and it's hot. All the rest of the stuff, you had to go under the bridge and work on that by yourself. Nobody's going to pay any money for it. Unfortunately, it's just how it is. I don't know what to say. Have I been talking this whole time?
We haven't even started the set yet.
Oh, wow. You can convince me of that pretty easily. I don't know if I'm thinking this or talking this right now.
You know, I used to busk too in London in the 80s, and this was my number one hit, like every time.
Switzerland? Right on. Are you really from Switzerland?
My parents are.
Where?
The north.
Okay, yeah, the German part. I know, I lived in Zurich. So, you know, you asked your parents about the 5-franc coin, the Swiss franc coin. That coin is sizable. It's the biggest coin I think I've ever seen. And it was weighty and it was sizable, and 5 francs was worth about, I don't know, $4 or something. And we would wait because you knew when one of those motherfuckers hit your case. And you'd play better because it would be thunk. You know, that was the best thing. I think what America needs is a 5-franc coin.
Get it!
is Sunday night.
And we're playing like it's Saturday night, baby!
Time's not real!
But I think tomorrow's a holiday. I think it's like, isn't tomorrow like Sacco and Vanzetti?
Time's not real.
Every day's a holiday when you got a gig, man.
It's not. I think it's Sacco and Vanzetti Day.
What is that? A cartoon?
No. There's some Italians that everybody should know. Italians that everybody should know. Be proud about us. Many Italian Americans.
Tomorrow.
Christopher Columbus was a bad pick. I'm just saying, it's a bad pick for you. Avi, what about Phil Rizzuto? What about Joe DiMaggio? What about Enrico Fermi? Like, there's some Italian-Americans here, right? Right, be proud. Change the damn day of the holiday to an actual Italian-American we all love, damn it. That's us. There you go, buddy. Steve Vai, Vinny Calhoun. All kinds of great Italians.
For example,
Christopher Columbus is like the Bobby Bonilla of holidays. Baseball people know what I'm talking about. So I'm in my mind, it's the last tune. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
case, baby.
Thank you.